Barb Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music.
Traditional music in Western North Carolina is a cultural practice that expands into many ways to make a living. We most often think of performers, but for every live music event that takes place, there are folks behind the scenes crossing I's and dotting T's to make sure everything goes off without a hitch. One of the leaders in the event promotion industry is Claire Armbruster, who owns and operates Planning Stages. We sat down recently with Claire to learn more about her, her experience, and the particulars of producing live music events. Claire has been on top of the organization game since she was little, so there were early signs that she was destined for a career in production.
I love being behind the scenes and making things happen. You know, I was the kid that in our family that always put the birthday parties together and, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, when I was a kid, I remember the first play or something that I was in elementary school, I wouldn't go out on the stage until I could go out front and see what it looked like from the front.
Yeah.
I'm like, if that isn't a producer in the works, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
I totally never want to be on stage. I'm like, you will not see me on stage. The rare times that I've had to, you know, introduce somebody, it always just makes me, you know, kind of really nervous. And I can do it, but it's not my favorite thing to do. I'd rather get somebody else to do it that's much smoother and, you know, more eloquent than I am on stage.
Claire got her start in live music events working at Merlefest in North Wilkesboro.
Well, in 1991... many moons ago, I started working as a volunteer at Merlefest. I started typing in survey data on then what was then, you know, computers using DOS. And I was in between jobs, and I was hoping I would get a job there. And it did morph into a part-time job. I did some publicity for the college, and, you know, when the festival roll around, I get really excited because I just love this music, and started working with B on the booking and scheduling. And then, you know, people started to retire, and I took over, you know, artist travel and accommodations, lodging, and I became the artistic director eventually, you know, scheduling all the stages and booking all the talent for the stages. And then during that weekend, I would handle all the, you know, artist stuff, you know, passes and, you know, whatever they needed, I was their contact person.
After moving to Nashville, Claire worked as a manager with a boutique agency, where she ended up working closely with songwriting legend Guy Clark and mandolin prodigy Sierra Hall. Then she decided it was time to get back to her event planning roots.
I left Keith and I started my own business, Planning Stages, in 2014, because I was missing live music production. I love live music production. I love the logistics and, you know, doing the work. And it's just a lot of fun. I'll never retire.
Working behind the scenes is all about ensuring an excellent final product for everyone involved. It's all about making sure folks have a good time.
And that's the goal. Yeah. And I've always said, you know, I don't care if anybody knows who did this, as long as it was successful and everybody had a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's from the artist to the people working to the people out front. That's the joy of it.
Put simply, Planning Stages produces live music events. Of course, it's much more complicated than that. Claire recently became part owner of the Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival in New York, so Planning Stages runs that festival and more.
And then, of course, I produced the Earl Scruggs Music Festival, and we are also booking the talent and advancing the artists for a television show out of Knoxville. It's taped in Knoxville, and it's called Appalachia Sessions, and it supports education in Appalachia by, you know, getting you know, computer equipment for schools that they need, and giving students scholarships, And, you know, the goal is to inspire students to stay in school and follow their dreams.
Starting a new festival can be intimidating. Here are Claire's thoughts on starting a new festival.
Part of the thing with a festival, and especially a new festival, is building community. You want to build community with the artists, and you want to build community with the patrons. And so we were able to do that. I think we had a little bit stronger community building last year, and it'll just get stronger from here on out. I mean, we, you know, work with the Junior Appalachian Musicians, and they have their weekend regional meeting there in the fall, their fall meeting. We are involved with you guys. I mean, doing fine-tuned was a big deal, I think. And we try to support local music because North Carolina has such an amazing history of music, traditional music. And we really want to tap into that because that's where Earl's roots are. So we're community focused, we're Earl focused. You know, we have the workshops that tell people the story of Earl in different ways from different artists that, you know, were in contact with him or who were influenced by him.
When Claire and her husband Jeff Koontz decided to leave Nashville, friends in the mountains brought them to Brevard. Woody Platt, formerly of the Steep Canyon Rangers, was their real estate agent. Claire talked about what makes Brevard such a special place.
We just loved it here because we walked around downtown, and it's just a beautiful downtown. It's very arts oriented, music oriented. The restaurants downtown are amazing. So when I go to 185 King, I see the most amazing shows, and I go, "Eat your heart out, Nashville. This is where it's at."
Claire offered her thoughts on what makes the Western North Carolina musical community so special.
Laura invited us to come to the fine-tuned show in Mars Hill. I'm sorry. And we, I was, I told my husband, I said, "I can't believe that we're seeing this and part of this," because it just, I get really emotional thinking about how beautiful it is and how real it is. You know, hearing Donna Rae Norton tell her story about, you know, singing a cappella and learning to sing with music and all the connections you did with fine-tuned were amazing stories. And that to me is the real wonderful thing about the music in North Carolina, the connections and just the roots of it. And you know, Doc Watson, hello.
We asked Claire what makes a great live music event. Here's what she had to say as a producer.
As a producer, it's all in the presentation. The sound has to be good. The stage has to be, I mean, you don't think about the stage having to be neat and clean. You don't want a bunch of spaghetti cables hanging off the front of your stage. I've seen that. The presentation is everything, including the sound. Those are extremely important. And it all connects. If that's perfect, your audience is going to be happy. If that's perfect, your artists are going to be happy. And when the artists are happy, the production crew is happy. I mean, it's a domino effect. So, you know, you can't leave any stone unturned. You have to make sure that everything is running really smoothly.
And here's what she had to say as an audience member.
I don't sit in the audience and just look at the stage. I look at the audience reactions. I do look at the stage, and I do, you know, sort of critique how the band, you know, what the vibe is that the band is giving, you know, how it looks, how it sounds. Are they connecting to the audience? Is the audience responding? That kind of thing. And it has to be good music, otherwise I'm not going to go.
Planning Stages is in the market for new events and offering consultation on new festivals and live music events. You can learn more at planningstages.net. You can learn more about all of the events along the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina at blueridgemusicnc.com.
Down the road he come to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a turn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down the line.
Down the road on the Blue Ridge Music.
Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.